Hey, welcome to Can You Get to That? It's me, your host, Matt Olson, one of your two hosts. The other host here is not who you might be expecting.
That's right, it's me. Future me. I've come from the advanced future.
Can we at least establish
of that... 2891.
Can we at least establish that when you say future me, you mean you, Caitlin Best, but...
from the future.
So it's not present day Caitlin Best, who people have come to expect.
No.
Or
is it? I've come here from the future.
Are you asking me if I believe that you're from the future?
What do you believe, Matthew?
I think you should try and convince me. Why don't you tell me some things that are going to happen in the coming days?
We don't do that anymore.
Not anymore. You used to.
We of the future don't do that anymore. It hasn't worked out in the past.
So we don't
make those predictions anymore.
Are you saying it hasn't worked out because, like, bad things have happened as a result of spilling this future information? Or that those predictions just haven't come true and they made you look like you're not from the future?
Little column A, little column B.
Can you tell me why you speak so differently from present-day Caitlin
Best? This
is how
we talk in the future.
Can you at least explain that? Does that bypass the no predictions thing?
Well, yes. Language is constantly changing, as you know.
That does sound like something Caitlin would say.
In the future, we ask the questions. We don't allow questions to be asked of us. I have come here from the future to investigate.
Wait, so how do people communicate when they need...
to investigate...
information in the future?
I ask the questions, young man.
But then, if you ask the questions in the future, and other people in the future ask the questions, who has the answers?
I want you to teach me the Wikipedia.
You already know the Wikipedia.
So that I may investigate the loss of another futureman. John Titor.
Okay.
Can you help me with this task?
Can you I can't ask you the question.
No.
I'll just make a statement. Present day Caitlin Best.
In the form of a statement.
No, just a statement. And then you can respond to it however you wish,
mm-hmm.
Future Caitlin.
Go on.
Present day Caitlin knew how Wikipedia works.
Well, in 800 years, we have no need of such technologies.
What year did you say you were from again?
2869.
That's not what you said at the top of the show.
It's close enough. In the future, Earth years have become irrelevant.
Hey, future Caitlin, look over there. Look over there.
I am wise to your tricks, young man.
Look, it's a renegade time traveler. You should go chase him down. Look, oh, he's getting in his time machine. Go chase him. Go chase him.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No, seriously, look, he just took out a time wand. He's opening a portal. You should go chase him. That's not okay business.
Present day Caitlin, get back over here. Get in my pickup truck, my space pickup truck.
Present day Caitlin, get in right now. Okay.
Oh my god. Is she gone? I think she's going. Get back here, you time fiend!
Why did you get me to agree to bring your weird cousin, who says that she's you from the future, on the show?
She is me. She's actually a clone of me from the distant future. I don't know how that's going to happen. She won't tell me.
The clone part might at least explain why she doesn't know how to do the Wikipedia game.
Ooh, ouch.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe it's an imperfect cloning tech now. It's just like she came claiming to be you from the future, but then needed me to explain the Wikipedia game, which is all we do.
Right, but
with our lives,
like they probably don't have that in the future. They just have.
If it was you from the future, you would still remember how to do it.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Presumably,
I suppose people forget things though. But yeah, she's just a clone of me.
Okay.
But they all name. They all call themselves by my name because they, you know, they like me. I'm like their mom.
You're Caitlin Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can put it that way.
Or like Caitlin Zero.
Caitlin Zero's got a nice ring to it.
That makes it sound like you're a Saturday morning cartoon.
Caitlin Zero,
yeah.
like a spy.
Like a spy or like a part cyborg girl who knows
a
karate.
Spy. Yeah.
Caitlin Zero would be your cyberpunk name.
Oh God.
Okay. This week's topic is John Titor as the other Caitlin.
As the future me said.
Sure, yeah. And that's the last we'll reference that bit. So, did you know about John Titor before this week?
Not until yesterday.
Okay, but I did. Cause
yeah,
I've,
you did.
I've been around these internet parts before.
Yeah.
How much did you read into his supposed story?
Well, I read the Wikipedia page.
You read the whole Wikipedia page. So you know then, so in the early, late 90s, early 2000s, there was...
I believe it was the year 2000 and 2001 that this time traveler appeared.
Sure. Definitely online. I feel like there was something... There were a bunch of forum postings.
Yeah.
But then a couple, like, calls or letters to Art Bell, the Coast to Coast AM guy. Also, kind of weird. We're doing another spooky topic after Number Station.
Is this a spooky topic? It's spooky enough. I'm not spooked by this topic.
It used to be spookier, trust me.
Yeah.
Before the predictions. So anyway.
Came false.
2000 or whatever. Couple calls into Art Bell and then forum postings from this guy named John Titor, who claimed to be a time traveler from the year 2036.
Mm-hmm.
Who was breaking protocol... God, I'm watching you put this seltzer can on your laptop right now, and it's scaring the bejesus out of me.
It's perfectly flat. I'm holding it with my hand. Nothing's gonna happen.
All right. Okay. We need that computer to go through Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. I need it more than you do. All
right. So, Titor claims to be from the year 2036, and normally wouldn't at all spill the beans on what's gonna go down in the future, but says that he's... become attached to some people in this timeline. Mm. Also, time travel, according to his story, only works by leaping into a like parallel timeline,
yeah,
which he described as being 1 to 2% different from his own.
1 to 2%, I feel like, is a lot.
It's actually a lot.
It's like way more than he thinks it was. That guy didn't really pay attention in pre-algebra.
Yeah,
and like think about the sides of the whole universe.
Yeah.
A lot of things would be different. Like, if you think about all the facts about the universe, you know, one or two in every 100 facts would be different.
Here's something as an aside before we continue down the canonical Titor story that is interesting. Is that, okay, let's say for a speculative piece of science fiction, we assume the time travel model whereby you can only leap into a parallel timeline. And it will be somehow different from the timeline you came from.
Mm.
The development of a metric for measuring that would be super interesting, right? Like, all measurements are subjective, in a way, right?
What do you mean by that?
As in, like, you could have two different metrics for measuring the differences between timelines, the same way we have feet. And the metric system.
Right.
Like,
I see what you're saying.
Like, we decide kind of arbitrarily how to measure things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in measure, like, we already have a hard time. Philosophers would fucking lose their minds going over this. Because we already have a hard time determining or, like, trusting that what one person observes at all tracks with what another person observes.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone trying to then create an objective metric for measuring the differences between different timelines?
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. But it'd be really cool to, like, read a story about, like, what would go into that. Like, they're not the eggheads who do time travel, but they're the ones who, like, peek at other timelines and then try to, like, come up with a way of describing how different it is without just being like, Obama didn't get elected.
0.5%. Do you think that's a 1% difference right there?
No, it's not a 1% difference. I think John Titor in the story would say...
more like 100% difference. Obama.
Okay, anyway. So Titor...
The important part of this is that he says that time paradoxes are impossible because of this.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you can't go back in time, like, kill your grandpa and then never get born.
Because it's just a different time stream. Yeah, yeah. Important takeaway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, he spills a bunch of predictions for like the year 2004 and later, about the direction that the country and world is heading in.
Mm-hmm.
But what's most interesting about this story to me, and keep in mind, so I was reading this in like 2004, 2005, and people were like comparing some of his like predictions that had yet to like be pegged to
Nostradamus.
To actual years.
Uh-huh.
But or like, in like 2006 this will happen.
Right.
And then they were like trying to like read the tea leaves of like actual news stories and be like, "Oh, he didn't tell us that it would be these people or this group, but like what if it's this is where that's heading?" Or, you know, after the next presidential election, like, what if that's what triggers the... You said there would be, like, another civil war and all this shit.
Yeah.
And now, 2015...
To be fair, I don't know what he said the timeline on the Civil War was, but there's a lot of preppers that think there's going to be another civil war.
Oh, yeah, you fell down a prepper hole. Yeah.
You can get deep into that vein, that YouTube vein.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I don't know if you ever listened to conservative talk radio, but Michael Savage, famous conservative talk radio host... believes there's going to be another civil war in the near future. So,
and that's what you come to our podcast for.
We'll see.
News from the conservative radio sphere. What I find most fascinating, and this is the thing that for a lot of people who came to this story and then like believed it, mm-hmm. and like, or like wanted to believe in it, was his reason for going back in time.
Right. What was the reason?
He claimed, Titor claimed, or whoever posing, you know, whatever conglomerate of people.
I think it's one person.
You think it's just one person?
Anyway.
Titor claimed to be going back in time to recover an IBM 5100 computer. Because of this very real thing called the year 2038 problem.
Yeah.
Which, if you remember Y2K, is essentially the same problem. And there's actually, like, a number of variations on this problem across, like, ways of encoding dates for computers, is that in the year 2038, there's, I think it's like January 19th at some time or whatever, the clock mechanism by which normal, you know, Gregorian calendar dates are stored in computers will flip over entirely.
Why is it going to do that in 2038?
Because whenever the start date was set, that's just how long it takes to run out.
Mm.
Because it's a sequence of zeros and ones that eventually flips.
Yeah.
And then rather than read, you know, January 19th, some hour,
mm-hmm.
2038, it'll throw an error and continue to throw an error after that point. And so this was the problem with Y2K, is that Y2K proofing a lot of systems, it was kind of the same story where the date would flip over to the year 2000, but it wouldn't understand a 2 leading in the system.
But also nothing happened.
Well, yeah, nothing happened, but a lot of systems, like, in a benign way, did need to be Y2K proofed.
Yeah.
And similarly...
But so like, anyway...
We can... So,
so the idea is that he had to go back in time
because he had to
recover this obsolete computer system
in
order to fix this bug.
Yeah, somehow they didn't have any extant remains of it, and like no one could like. Somebody and this is where should, it starts to fall apart.
Somebody decided to throw that out. It was in the IBM museum.
There's got to be some way.
And some curator was like, we don't need this piece of garbage anymore.
Or maybe I'm missing part of the story. I think part of what like made it credible is that the IBM 5100 had some kind of peculiar thing where it would like be able to like compile across languages or interpret across languages
or
something.
They kept their whole collection of iMacs.
But like 2038, you have time travel.
All the colors. Blueberry, tangerine, pomegranate.
Were those all? I feel like pomegranate wasn't one.
Lime.
I feel like pomegranates hadn't had their moment when the iMac was out. But maybe I'm wrong.
I'm trying to think of some other... What other fruit flavors there were? Blue raspberry.
Yeah.
They had all those.
Anyway.
couldn't find space for the stupid IBM.
Anyway. That's a super interesting... That's a real thing. Mm-hmm. The 2038 problem is a real thing. Actually, if you... You can prove this bug in, like, recent versions of Excel, where if you just... try to like do forecasting models out past whatever the year is that Excel doesn't understand. Or like, no, I think it's the year 10,000 problem, where if you tried to like do a forecast out to the year 10,000 or something,
the next order of magnitude.
If you say 10,000, like Excel understands up to the year 9,999, but if you try to have a 5-digit year,
I don't understand the year 10,000.
If you have to try to have a 5-digit year,
too many,
it fucks up.
Yeah, it's
it
too
just
many
breaks
years.
And
too
throws
many
an
years.
Error. Which is like, that's something that is a casual computer user.
All we have to
you'll never think about.
Listen, this isn't even a problem. I don't understand why this is a problem. Dates are arbitrary. Days are completely arbitrary, right? All we have to do is, at the year 9,999, just roll back to zero. No problem.
Or
roll back to 1,000.
Or, so you're saying, in the year 2038, if we just get really lazy and we don't want to fix it?
Just
rather than
roll
switch
it
to
back.
64-bit date integers?
Just roll it back. And we can even roll it back to like, the 90s, when times were real good. When the economy was booming. When
are you saying
when
we
yo-yos
can,
were in?
Are you saying we can literally roll it back because we'll have
just
time
roll
travel?
It back.
Or we'll just roll back the calendar date and say, like,
I
hey,
mean,
snap bracelets are cool
I
again.
I was thinking the calendar, but if John Titor, like, why didn't they just send everybody back in time, you know? Just roll it back. Rewind. Hit the rewind button.
Well, because it wasn't necessarily like the future was a complete disaster.
I'm going to click on a random article here.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start it out. Also,
but
I didn't.
The 90s were such a better time, you know?
Yeah, also I didn't grab my, hey, get real close to the microphone. Now I have my pad.
Okay. The Union Reform Party of South Carolina. Never heard of this?
Nope.
A political party of South Carolina during Reconstruction. It was founded by reform-minded Republicans in the spring of 1870.
This is not the podcast where we discuss how successful Reconstruction was.
No.
Is it? No.
It's not.
Is that more of a
time for that?
Is that more of a conservative radio thing? Maybe. So, did you hear the recent news? Sorry, I'm scrambling for something that we can talk about off this page. Did you hear the recent news about the rolling back certain changes that have been made to the AP history?
Yeah, I just heard about it this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we talk about?
You want to talk about that?
Can we talk about how?
Did you hear how they changed? There was this line apparently in the test that, or it, the curriculum, I don't know where, said something like Native American warfare became much more destructive after the arrival of Europeans or something like that. And in the new curriculum, they changed it to just say the arrival of firearms and alcohol had an effect on Native Americans. Just a totally neutral, like, yeah, it changed things.
That's, like, can we talk about just how bad of a job our, like, accepted schooling system in this country does at pretending it's not bad? Like, it's not even trying hard to act like it's history at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's 100% just, like, if not propagandizing, then just, like, it's not even, you couldn't even use the word benign. It is just trying to obscure the point.
Yeah. But, I mean, but do you, see, the thing is, I feel like the people that, that were in favor of these changes, namely the people that listened to my other podcast, the Conservative Talk Radio Roundup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like those people, like, genuinely believe that history, like, was this way and, like, yeah, America really
right,
is special.
But also what they believe is that history is only ever one way and you can only, like, talk about
only
things through, like, well, there's the right way that history was,
yeah,
and this is the right lens. And the right lens is we don't at all put blame,
I mean,
at the feet of the European colonizers.
I don't know if that's the arc. I mean, I think, like, I think that what you're saying is different. I don't think that they're saying, I mean, like, everybody believes that there's, a most correct way to look at history, right? I mean, there's, like, facts in there. Somewhere in there, there's facts.
Right, but when we're talking about the history of America and colonization and all that, there are what people would argue there are competing sets of facts that people would like to say are the most right. Am I wrong?
Okay. I think that what you want to say is there are competing sets of facts that people would like to say are the most relevant.
Right? I'm an econ major, yeah. So that means I only believe in one thing, and that's the free market.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of it.
Numbers.
If you want to talk to me about the free market, I'm a firm believer. 100%.
It all trickles down at the end.
It all trickles down at
Rising
the end.
Rising tide lifts all boats.
Hey, you know what? Bootstraps, they're a thing. Pull
invisible
yourself up
hands.
By them. Invisible hands.
All over the place.
All over the place. All over your body.
All just giving you a nice massage.
Yep. Massaging the productivity out of you.
Yep.
And converting that into capital and then using that to create more. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding of what people who actually study history believe...
Mm-hmm.
is that history is not actually any one way. Like, mm-hmm. history is separate from what you would call the, like, progression of
from,
events.
Like, what actually happened.
Like, there is what happened,
right.
And then history is right. something that you make...
It's the retelling of it.
Out of that.
For sure.
But then in high school, like,
see,
we don't even pretend
yeah,
that high school history
now.
Is anything like that.
No,
we
I
say,
see what you're
we
now.
Say... A, B, C, D, which of these is right? Oh, it's the one that isn't damning to European
right,
colonizers.
And I guess, yeah. but what I'm saying, like, it's not like they're making that decision. Like, I think they really believe that, you know? Like, they really think America is that special. It's not like they're conscious of the fact that they're choosing, like, this one version of the time stream that that makes them look good.
Actually, what it is that the people who are arguing to change the AP U.S. history curriculum...
From a different time stream.
Well, they just remember...
Right, they remember things happening differently.
And then we skipped
time
streams, yeah.
Stuff got switched around, the time streams got crossed.
Yeah. And the way it originally happened was that actually just a boat with no people on it, but just full of alcohol, booze, and guns washed up...
Alcohol and booze.
alcohol, booze, and guns, sorry.
Yeah.
I was trying to say booze and guns... washed up on the American shore, and then the Native Americans
things really took a turn for the, you know,
and then the Puritans
for a different way.
You see this like worried post on a web forum. Now, guys, if I remember correctly, when I was a kid in school, they taught us that the Native Americans just found alcohol and muskets, and then they got really aggro, and then the Puritans came and like had the first Thanksgiving,
and they invited them to dinner.
Yeah.
They tried to be nice to them.
We didn't do anything.
But they weren't having it.
My ancestors didn't possibly do anything bad. The guns came first. We don't even pretend like primary and secondary school is like real school. Like, we don't even say that. We like, when once you get up to, like, you know, the fucking, like, stand and deliver part of high school, where,
yeah.
like, teachers are trying to make an impact on you and everything.
Part.
Yeah, the part where, like, you know, it's real cinematic.
The part
and your English teacher gets up on the desk and y'all get up on the desk and you're like, oh, captain, my captain. All that part, yeah.
Yeah.
By the time you get to that part today in public school...
Uh-huh.
Your teachers are, like, straightforward. Like, yeah, I get paid shit, and my job is to try and make sure that you will survive college, which is where shit gets real.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this is fake. I'm not even allowed to try and teach you real things. I'm not even allowed to try and teach you. I'm here to tell you that this book that we have says that Americans, the first Americans were A... Europeans,
mm-hmm.
not first peoples
yeah.
who like lived here for centuries prior, and also that they had nothing to do with the decimation.
Yeah.
Like the Trail of Tears happened, but like in a paragraph we'll cover
right.
it.
Yeah.
Like
whatever.
And then the best teachers, the best high school teachers are the ones who then kind of like wink and be like, "But we know that this is all fucked up, right?" And that's it. That's like the level. If you do more than that,
now,
you get time skips to another timeline.
You get swapped right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jet Li will be there. He comes in.
And he's like, "I'm your new teacher, Jet Li.
Hey, you wanna
now,
learn,
do you wanna,
you wanna learn karate or you
now do you want a 5 on the fucking AP karate test or not?"
I'm gonna click on Republicans.
Okay.
I have a plan.
Oh, you have a plan?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Step 2, Republicans. Hey, so while we're talking about Republicans.
GOP.
Who's your favorite person?
My favorite Republican?
Your favorite Republican running for president.
Oh my god.
Right now.
All the Republicans running for president, who's my favorite?
Yeah.
Do you mean who would I prefer, like, if I had to choose, who would I rather have as president?
No, no,
or,
I mean,
who is the most fun?
Who's the most fun?
Well, I saw this really amusing image the other day that I can't get out of my head, which was a picture of Scott Walker at some kind of event, and these two guys behind him, and one of them is holding a sign that says, Scott Walker sniffs his own poop, and the other one says, Scott Walker lives inside my butt. So I'm basing it on that. I think Scott Walker is my favorite.
If Scott Walker on his campaign website sold bumper stickers that said, Scott Walker lives inside my butt, 2016, I'd buy one.
Absolutely.
You know what? Embrace it. You know, get your social media game right. Use memes.
The kids are gonna love that. All kids care about is memes.
It's fucking pathetic.
That's how elections are gonna be decided in the future. Is who has the dankest memes?
It's fucking pathetic watching any candidate use memes now. I don't know
how
it wasn't.
That's why they're gonna have to crowdsource it.
I don't know how it wasn't more of a thing in 2012 already. But it's like, even okay, look. I'm not saying I've caught the fever or anything. I'm at least, you know, as a pessimistic fellow, able to look at Bernie Sanders and be like, okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. All right. But the whole, like, hashtag feel the burn.
Feel
like,
the burn.
I want to die every time I see it.
I don't know why he hasn't embraced that song.
Which oh.
Move like Bernie.
Moving like Bernie?
Moving like Bernie.
That's
a great meme.
That's a great meme right there.
It's a meme waiting to happen.
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah. Also, if he doesn't have a fucking campaign event at some point during the campaign called Weekend at Bernie's, where it's like a weekend-long rally.
He's got a lot of chances that he could be missing here.
Yeah. Hire me, Bernie Sanders, as your meme coordinator. Anyway, watching any of them try to use memes is fucking pathetic. But there's, I've got to say, who I've found, look, Trump is obviously awful and out there, whatever. I think Bobby Jindal is doing, like, the worst job.
Like, trying his damnedest.
Doing the worst job of trying to set himself apart as, like, the best Republican.
Yeah.
And it's so... Hari Kondabolu taking him to task.
Oh, I haven't
heard on the daily on Twitter.
Is Bobby gonna be in the real debate, or is he gonna be on the kids table?
I think he's in the real debate. Fucking 10-person Fox News
it's
debate
be
that's coming
such
up.
A shit show. I'm gonna watch it. I'm really excited. Who's gonna be at the kids table? Like Rick Perry. Rick Perry, by the way, still being indicted for a felony. Like he's being charged with a felony, and he's running for president.
Hey, you know what? One day, a man walked into a casting office and he said, hey, I think I'd be really good for this role. And they looked at him and they said, weren't you arrested for selling cocaine once? Mm-hmm. Like, didn't you used to deal cocaine? And then you know what he did?
What
did he do? He went, and that was Tim Allen. And then...
And that's how Tim Allen became president.
Tim the Toolman Taylor. Yeah. Look, okay, your past doesn't need to hold you back. Even if you're a felon, you can become a tool man.
Or president.
Or
hashtag ban the box, you know?
Ugh.
All right.
Hey, Abraham Lincoln, he was a decent...
What a guy, you know?
Decent Republican. A passable Republican.
Passable. I'll take it.
That's another thing. Just like... how little Lincoln did, how much and how little. That's like, I'm not a person who's really into like presidential history.
Yeah,
but when you get that deep into it, when it's like even the president,
when you get as deep as Abraham Lincoln,
no, when you get as deep into their legacies to the point where it's just like you're no longer like looking at bullet lists, but you're looking at all the minutia, and you're just like, wow, like there has not been a single president ever who was just like good at the job.
And I mean, like, job.
And I mean, like, the job part too, where it's like every president has had like fucking massive blind spots, and I'm just like, I could see being into presidential history then to kind of like parse that out.
A president's just a dude, you know. It's just one dude. Like,
hey, that's
I would be doing the same thing in their position.
That's fucked up. Don't just say that they're just dudes. Anybody can be president.
Yeah.
Felons can be president.
Back in my time stream, it was all puppy dogs.
Abraham Puppy Dog Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, he was a terrier.
He's got a giant hat on. Oh, he's so cute. Oh.
He was a terrier, and they put that cute little hat on him, and it just set the nation on fire. They loved it.
The Civil War was over as soon as they wanted to pinch those cheeks.
Yeah. All he had to do, yeah, he just, as soon as he got across the Mason-Dixon line, it was like, well, can't argue with that. That's a terrier with a top hat on.
Well, why isn't that in the history books, huh?
I'm going to click on Tea Party Movement because this is part of my plan.
Ah, nice. I kind of see where you're going.
You see where I'm going with this? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, from one extreme to the further end of that extreme.
Just keeping on right down that, that old conservative.
I think it was Eric continuum. Andre who did the bit where they just showed up to, or was it Nathan Fielder? I want to say it was Eric Andre who showed up to a Tea Party rally, like, in KKK attires. Like, is this where we're at? Is this we're going?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be Nathan Fielder.
Is this the Marriott that we're supposed to meet at?
Right, yeah.
And this has been, like, but also, like, with the fucking, let's talk about current events. Real? The fucking battle flag shit that's been going on, where, did you see the video of the guy playing the sousaphone or whatever, walking alongside the fucking Confederate flag marchers?
The sousaphone. Have we talked about this? Did I tell you this about the sousaphone?
No.
This isn't that deep.
Rewind. Did I tell you this about the sousaphone? That's what you just asked me, as though I'm just like, oh yeah, the sousaphone conversation the sousaphone we just had.
No, this is just my thoughts on the sousaphone and the tuba, but especially the sousaphone, which, for those that don't know...
Oh, you know what? You actually did tell me about this.
The difference between a tuba and a sousaphone is that a tuba, you hold it, like, on your lap, kind of, and a sousaphone wraps around your body, so it's more portable. The fucking tuba is just like, and God bless anyone who decides to play the tuba, because, you know, we need tuba players, but it's just an inherently funny instrument, and, like, you know...
You did share your tuba and sousaphone.
Did I share it with the listeners?
To me. No.
Yeah. And there's other instruments like this too, like the contrabassoon. Have you ever heard a contrabassoon?
I'm sure I've heard one, but I don't.
I can paint a word picture for you of what a contrabassoon sounds like.
All right, give it to me.
It sounds like farts. It just sounds like farts. And there's people that dedicate their lives to playing those instruments. And, you know, God bless those people.
When I was young, I knew I wanted to grow up to become a fine fartist. I mean, contrabassoon player. You know, bless them. We need those people. Anyway, the tuba guy, the sousaphone guy, excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
Following the flag marchers, playing the, like, like, can you imagine can you even fucking imagine being one of those racist idiots who's just like, my flag?
But then having to retain
your dignity while you're walking down the street.
I would just start giggling, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you just be like, oh, that's kind of funny. That's kind of a funny joke.
It got us there. we do look dumb now that the sousaphone guy is following us.
What can we say?
I guess, you know, this is so funny. I can't even be, like, super angry and threatening towards this person.
Maybe that's how these issues are going to get solved.
Are you advocating for...
For
sousaphone nonviolent protest? Yeah. See, it's not quite in the realm of respectability politics, but it's also not radical. It's perfectly in the middle. You just annoy the shit out of the people who need to be shut down with sousaphones.
Yeah, in a fun way. In a way that everybody can get behind.
What if it was a contrabassoon player, just making it sound like they were ripping rancid farts as they walked down that southern street?
I don't think it quite lends itself as well to a marching context. Maybe in like a speaking context, I think.
Hmm.
Every time the speaker like lays a real stinker and people start to applaud.
Yeah, it is. Great. So I have a feeling that your strategy here is to go down increasingly sort of off-kilter rabbit holes.
Yeah, rabbitier and rabbitier holes.
Which means that we need to get more into like the conspiracy.
That's what I'm looking for. Exactly.
Side of the Tea Party movement.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that be...
we need to look for, like, birthers.
Yeah, birthers or truthers.
Or, you know, like, snackers.
Now, that's something that I feel like was... I want to address this. We have this podcast. A lot of people listen to it. I have a platform. I'm going to use it to talk about it. Something that means a lot to me.
Okay.
And that is the term truther.
Uh-huh.
Because, you see, I identify as a truther, but for me, it means something very different.
What does it mean to you?
It means I want the truth. When is Half-Life 3 going to come out? Valve Software?
It's never coming
out. Are you
out.
Listening? Matt, did you watch that same stupid video?
No, I didn't. But the truth is, it's never coming out.
Don't say that. That's not the truth.
I did. I just did. You wanted the truth.
I want the truth. Caitlin.
Yeah?
I want the truth.
I just told you the truth, man.
Are you not picking up what I'm laying down?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
I want the truth.
The truth. Is
I want the truth. I'm now like physically gesturing at Caitlin and like making a face to try and communicate.
I don't know what you're trying to get me to say.
I want the truth. Okay, say to me what I said.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Okay, yeah, I almost said it on my own. I was like about to say it and then you started talking at me trying to get me to say it and then I did not say it.
What?
I literally was about to say you can't handle the truth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm a dumb guy. I'm sorry. I'm dumb.
Matt, I mean, the truth is out there somewhere, so. There you go. There's your daily X-Files.
There's your weekly Matt doing
weekly
the.
X-Files.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised, though, that, like, truther isn't just a subsection of this article.
Yeah.
Seems that, or like.
Wait, a birther, though. There's birthers and there's truthers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Different things.
Uh-huh.
Have I told you that I have a now deceased uncle, rest in peace, who was a truther? Not a truther. Yeah, it's a truther. Shit, I get those confused.
Yeah, because didn't he make you watch Loose Change?
He did. The whole family, we sat down and watched that movie before it was really like a thing that people knew about.
So tell me, what did you learn about jet fuel?
I mean, it can't melt steel beams, duh. But wait, what? You know, it raises that question. That movie really raises more questions than it answers. Who pulled seven? I don't know.
My reasons for thinking about this right now are weird and unrelated, like in a large way.
Mm-hmm.
The Wet Hot American Summer show just came out on Netflix, and that movie was made in like 2001.
Uh-huh.
So that movie was like right around the time of the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I cannot think of a similar, like, there's not another life. I don't know if this is deep or going anywhere funny or what.
Mm-hmm.
There's not another like national experience that has so profoundly warped the experience of especially like our generation,
mm-hmm.
where this terrible thing happens and then it leads to more terrible things, and then like a climate in which like the government is like either overly trusted or like just excused for certain things by and large, and then Obama comes in, all this stuff happens to the point where now, as we receive on our computer screens this fucking season of a television show based off of a movie that nobody really liked when it came out except for the most diehard of comedy fans, we live in a world where those people are now on top of the entertainment industry. And also, we joke about jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a meme and a thing that we do. And I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know
anymore.
Where you're going with this. I think
in a way, I mean,
it's a pretty okay world. I like that movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, Wet Hot American Summer is a great movie.
Yeah.
And actually, the Netflix series, I haven't finished it yet, but it's pretty good. But I'm saying, we wouldn't be making a fucking joke out of that in 2003. We wouldn't be like,
about jet fuel.
We wouldn't be like, ha ha ha, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Like,
well, I mean, because 9/11 had happened 2 years before. Is that the reason you're saying?
Is this definitive proof that it is like a time thing before you can start to joke about these things?
I mean, I think that that's, yeah, I think it's a time thing.
Because I always feel like, I've never thought hard enough about it before this point, except to think that when people would trot that out as like, oh, you can make fun of anything so long as enough time has passed. Like, as being a thing that almost uniformly only asshole comedians would say. Yeah. Like, you only ever have to say that if what you just said was so fucking awful that you're just like, ah, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
But I fucking... making jokes about loose change, or spare change,
it is funny. We're not making jokes about 9/11. Like, it was a bad,
yeah, there's also a, this distinct it was a bad gap thing. There.
We're
yeah.
making fun of truthers.
But at the... like...
You could argue, here's what I'm going to say. You could argue that in making fun of truthers, like, you're taking 9/11 more seriously because you're saying, no, this was bad thing that happened for, like, real reasons.
Because I'm wondering...
And not because the lizard people, like, shot a missile
sure.
at these towers.
Okay, yeah, I can see
like,
that.
Don't be fucking stupid.
I just, like, also see it from the other direction where it's, like, by taking a piss out of truthers, you're, like, by association, sort of taking a piss out of 9/11. I don't know. Like...
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe some people think
that. Hey, you know what? History is... There's many different ways to look at it.
That's true.
And one of those ways is conspiracy theories, which is kind of
what's true.
Are we becoming a conspiracy theory podcast?
Well, I don't think that,
I mean, you remember that...
We discussed many topics that were not conspiracy theories.
You remember that huge tangent we went on our Colonel Sanders episode, where we... talked about the secret toxins that are part of the secret flavors in KFC chicken, right?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't think we would ever do that before when we, like, or, like, when we were at the start of the podcast. I thought it was just going to be fun wiki racing, but it seems like we're getting, like, incredibly, like, into these topics. Or, like, when we talked about how you saw Elvis the other day, alive and walking on the streets of Portland.
I did, in fact. Yeah, that's correct.
Like, we spent 45 minutes of a podcast
talking about
that.
Elvis. Uh-huh.
That's nuts. Go back and listen to those episodes. Go find those episodes
taking
and listen
apart
to them.
The minutiae
and
of...
then tell us if we're becoming a conspiracy theory podcast. Because I think we might be.
Well, you know, I feel that it's important to tell people the truth. So
are you also a truther?
No, there's more than one truth, Matt.
Can you remind me what the family gathering was where you were, the whole family had to sit down and watch that?
We do this annual family reunion, and it's like a weekend thing, so it's not like he spent the whole, like, Christmas party evening making us watch this.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, it didn't seem that weird at the time, because as I said, it was not like a known and goofed upon
it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a memed thing.
You know what is just killing me is that I cannot find any reference to either birthers or truthers on this page. It's driving me fucking crazy.
Well, we could try to go through just Barack Obama.
Okay, we'll click on Barack.
Barack Obama.
Old Barry-o.
Now, I gotta say, I think this is indisputable. He looks the happiest in his presidential portrait.
He's got a fucking great smile. He's got a winning smile.
Yeah. Just, there's not a presidential portrait that is more glowing.
Yeah, I would say glowing is a fair
anyway, okay.
Assessment.
So, there has to be a reference
on this page.
There's
definitely a reference to birthers on this page.
But... question is where is it?
Oh my god, I'm gonna
it's a really long page.
God. I'm gonna kill the editor of Wikipedia.
Why?
If birthers is not on this page.
Well,
it's gotta be here, right? It's gotta be.
I mean, I'm sure it's there. But you're worrying a little too much. Let's keep scrolling.
Okay.
Let's talk about Obama. Were you old enough to vote in the first election? No,
I was let's see, my birthday is November 20th. When was the election held?
Oh,
like
wait,
the
7th? Oh, sorry, hold on, I want to say his
he's
first term
not
portrait
nearly
he doesn't
as
look
glowing. He doesn't
is that
look
not the
at
portrait
all.
At the top of this Wikipedia page anyway
he
sorry
looks, he looks re- very stern in the first one
yeah huh okay
No, I was 2 weeks too young to vote for Barack Obama the first time.
Oof.
Yeah.
But you had that tank top.
No, I bought that the second time around.
Okay. All right.
And you know why I wear that tank top so much?
Why?
It's just...
It's comfy.
I've never found it. I have yet to find a tank top that fits me in the way that I like as much as that tank top does. You know? What can you do?
I don't mean to, like... I know I've brought it up a couple times.
It's fine. I don't mind you bringing it up.
Worn it. I don't want it to seem like I'm, like, trying to poke fun or anything.
The future me... The cloned me is wearing that tank top in the future, saying vote Obama.
Yeah, you've never explained to me how comfy you find that tank top to be, but then it's like, yeah, okay, it looks like a comfy tank top.
Fits perfect.
But
yeah, in the future, it makes sense because Malia Obama, her clones are running around.
So you just vote Obama again. Yeah,
it's a different
that's
Obama.
Cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
Except for the part where that still implies that we've drifted dangerously close to just becoming an oligarchy.
Yeah, the Clintons.
Can we talk about how...
The Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas.
Okay, set aside my like rambling musings, or not, and conspiracy theories, or not, and just be like, wait a minute, there's no other way to look at it. There is no other way to look at it.
To look at what?
To look at the fact that we're seriously getting close to having an election where it's like, Clinton or Bush? Again.
I don't know if it's going to be Clinton or Bush, necessarily.
Why the fuck do we have political families?
I mean...
Pretend, it, Matt, like...
It was way worse in the past. Like the Habsburgs ruled all of Europe for, like, 500 years.
Yeah, but then we were supposed to be, like, the new hot shit.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering...
The Europeans came over here following the boat full of guns and booze.
After the guns and booze riots. That boat got loose and they were trying to chase it down.
Ah! But then they got here and they're like, oh, we like this. We're going to do the new hot shit here where Habsburgs? No way. That's not going to happen again. And then we got
No more Hamburgs. No more...
No Bergs.
No more Bergs, period.
Except for hamburgers.
Hamburgers. That's a different thing.
That's a wholly different thing.
I'm
starting to feel it too, though. I'm getting fucking pissed that we haven't found.
Yeah, where the fuck is it?
Birthers or truthers on this page?
Why is birthers not on this page?
Like,
this is evident. The fucking White House is editing this page. That's why it's not here.
Is that what you believe?
That's what I believe.
I mean, to be fair, does it fucking matter? On the Wikipedia summary to be like, also some idiots thought that
it was
like,
a big deal.
He is not
like it was a big deal at the time. They were like, we're gonna impeach him because he's not an American. Like there was a lot of news coverage about that.
Yeah, but
maybe
like
maybe you're too young to remember.
Okay, nice one. A lot of like fucking frivolous news coverage, like pointless 24-hour news cycle bullshit news coverage.
Sure, but like it was all over the news.
Well, fuck CNN. Okay,
this is too early. And other news networks. Fox
News. Ov. Not hard to take a stance against them and with our podcast audience. Also, he's got a great signature. Look at that signature. That's a cool B and a cool
classy.
O.
Those round letters with the pointy ones.
Those are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is literally blowing my mind. First days.
This article is a part of a series about Barack Obama, and one of the was Public Image.
Was a section of this article.
Part of a series about Barack Obama, Public Image. Public Image of Barack Obama.
Public Image of Barack
Obama.
Is
its own thing.
Let's see. Conservative support in 2008 elections.
Conservative support. Origins and identity.
This is it, right?
I hope so.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh no.
The White House has scrubbed every mention of birthers from Wikipedia.
Oh.
Okay, factcheck.org found that 22% of Americans still incorrectly believe that Obama is half Arab, possibly due to the influence of misleading blogs. That's close. It's like birther adjacent.
Uh-huh, but it doesn't have a link
but to... There's no link.
Oh, boy.
This is killing me. How are we doing on time?
We've got like 10 minutes.
We have 10 minutes left? Shit.
We spent a lot of time at the top of the show talking about...
About John...
John Titor.
Titor?
John Totino's.
John Totino.
Yeah. John Titanae. That's a movie, right?
Yeah. It's about a giant robot made of pizza rolls from the future. And a guy that comes back in time to find the original pizza roll so that he can figure out how to stop the giant robot from ever being made.
Sure, okay. I believe you.
Oh my
Jesus. This is rough.
Oh my Jesus Lord. I don't even know what we're gonna do. I'm not ready to tap out yet, but
No, just scroll through slowly.
Slowly, okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll just look at all the blues.
The blue words. Mm-hmm. None of the black ones. Speculations. Okay, so like speculations that he's Muslim, I think they're talking about. Chain emails. Chain letter.
Oh, chain letter might be a good thing to click. Let's click on chain letter.
Do you think there's going to be like a section about like conspiracy theories?
I hope so.
All right, fuck it. Chain letter. Wow. There's some old chain letters on this page.
Oh, like seriously old chain letters.
Ooh, yeah, those chain letters. Did you ever get one of those? One of those, like, send this to 9 people within the next hour.
Oh, I would get
one. Or, like, your crush will tell you they like you, and then...
Are you asking, would I get this? Oh.
Bloody Mary will come to you in the night and rip your throat out.
I got the crush ones on, like, MySpace all the time.
Yeah. Was there ever a time when you fell for it?
Now I do whenever someone makes the post on Tumblr that's like, reblog this and money will come your way. And then it's like a cute, like, reblog the money boy. And it's like a picture of like this like goofy looking boy, like holding stacks
little
of cash.
Richie Rich.
I'm just like, well, I gotta reblog the money boy because the money boy's like. Because
he's a cutie pie.
He's a cutie pie. Or the money dog. It's like, oh, money pup. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I like benign chain letters. I like goofy, benign chain letters.
What is, spirit with a capital S? There are many forms of chain email that threaten death or the taking of one soul by telling tales of others' deaths, such as the Katu Lata Kulu chain email, stating that if it is not forwarded, the receivers of the message will be killed by the spirit.
I have no idea.
I kind of want to find out what this is, and I think I'm going to click on it.
So oh, God, no, Caitlin!
Oh, no, dude. This is just a generic spirit. This is totally the wrong way. That was a wrong turn.
Step 7, we're on the page for spirit.
Shit.
Basically
we're
a ghost.
Way off course.
We don't have much time. We don't have much time. Caitlin, maybe to get... Maybe the whole key to get to getting to John Titor is to go back in time.
Oh, God.
And restart the podcast.
You think we can do that?
No, we can't fucking do that.
See, if you hadn't chased my clone away.
Yeah.
I bet you would know how to do that.
Yep. If we had just followed that bit further and had you continue doing that. I continue to have your clone here.
We could have both been here, you know?
Do you think so? Do you think you would have been able to deal with being in the same room as your clone, having both of you having a conversation with me?
We get along great.
And perhaps you having a conversation with your clone, do you think you would have been able to handle that?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not feeling so terrible about this, because there's a list of words like astral projection, and,
What the fuck is that word?
Daemon, and this German word I can't pronounce.
Geisteswissenschaften. Geisteswissenschaften. Yeah? Right, Geisteswissenschaften.
Yeah. That seems right.
Okay, which of these do you think is closer to time travel?
Well,
astral projection? Okay.
Maybe?
Yeah, let's go through real quick.
Let's just go for this.
You ever astral project yourself somewhere? You ever have an out-of-body experience?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Did Never? You?
Nope.
All right, that's that then.
I was really hoping you'd say something like, once I choked on a hot dog and like I kind of left my body and then
I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
Floated up in the emergency room.
I was really hoping you'd have a story like that, but you don't.
No, I don't. I've never choked on a hot dog.
Let's...
I chew my food really thoroughly.
I choked on a hot dog once. Really? Did not leave my body. Oh, yeah, no. I had to be given, like, the Heimlich and everything.
Oh, wow, yeah. Really? Were you turning blue and shit?
I wasn't, like, I was not choking for that long.
Okay, but it was lodged in there.
Yeah.
That sounds frightening.
I was a really little kid, and they were, like, really big hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I didn't chew enough.
Those footlongs.
I even, like, chewed a little, but then it's, like, you know when you chew food a little bit, but as you, like, swallow it, it just kind of squishes back into the shape it was before it got chewed? Into the approximate,
yeah, like, reforms.
You're swallowing the whole bite, and then the bite gets compressed down into
a hot dog.
It becomes a tinier hot dog. Uh-huh. That's what happened. I got a tiny reformed hot dog stuck in my throat. Okay. My brother gave me the Heimlich. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a Boy Scout?
No, my brother has saved my life like twice.
Wow, what a guy!
What a guy! Yeah.
Nobody's ever saved my life.
He's also endangered my life, like...
Like, more, way more times, probably.
You know, probably 15, 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ask me how. Also, Carl, if you're listening, don't ask how, because it's a joke, and you need to understand that. we're real close to time here, unless we want to go long. Should we go long for John Titor?
Do you think the planes of existence is a fruitful link?
Because
it could... Planes of existence, like... Multiverse, time stream,
sure, okay,
world line.
All right, planes of existence, step 9, click it.
Okay, wait, notable, hold on, notable practitioners.
John Titor is not a practitioner of
DMT,
of astral projection,
the drug. See, also DMT.
Oh, have you not heard about that? That's the whole fucking reason
you
why people fuck
project
with that
when you're on DMT.
I think my understanding is the only reason why people fuck with DMT is because it's
too astrally project.
It's supposed to be so intense that you leave your body. Like, it's not just a hallucinogen. It's a hallucinogen that's, like, guaranteed. Like, if you do this, you will, like, you will see beyond the veil.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that is not a good pitch. That is not a great pitch.
Yeah, that sounds fucked up. I don't want to know what's behind the veil.
Look, call me sheeple if you want, but Soma... Brave New World style sounds a lot better to me than
for sure.
Fucking you might as well be saying, like, hey, if you do this drug, it's like it's gonna... falling through that mirror that Sirius Black gets pushed through.
It's a veil.
Like,
it's not a mirror.
Oh, it is just a veil. Okay, yeah. Like,
it's gonna fuck you up. I'd rather, yeah, give me some Percocet any day. Any old time.
Smoked some ganj. Jesus.
I
don't need something like that. And that's why I'm a boring person. So
there's something called the Summerland.
So we're on the list of
alleged inhabitants of the various planes.
Oh God. These are straight up like spiritual planes though.
Plane Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh God. This is it. You know, they're talking like different planes according to, like, spirituality or, like, physical existence. But they're not talking about the fourth dimension. No.
Travel.
Damn it, we're not...
Is the time plane the fourth dimension?
I think so.
Yeah, time is the fourth dimension, right?
Sure.
Sure, sure.
Why not? Sure. We're all...
I was just hoping
time travel experts here.
Via, like, the related links or something.
Yeah,
time. Time.
Time.
Time.
Just time.
Time.
Time. Step 10. Time. Oh my God, it's perfect. The picture at the top of the Time article is just this gold pocket watch.
Gold pocket watch with Roman numerals.
Time.
Time.
Time. Oh, there's an hourglass. Time. Time. Welcome to Time page. Here is time. Clock.
Do not adjust your Wikipedia. Welcome to time.
Time travel. Step 7. Or not. Nope.
Time travel.
Part 7 of the. It's part 7 of the article.
Time travel. Okay, we're going to do this. Bang, bang, bang.
I'm sure we can get there. Oh, wait, hold on. There's also...
Okay, we gotta be careful. There's a lot of fruitful links in here.
Oh, God.
Time machine?
Time machine, parallel realities, temporal paradox.
Oh, my God, which way do we go?
Grandfather
I
paradox?
I think that time travel is gonna just be the broadest.
Time...
We're gonna go for time travel.
Okay, time travel. Step 11. Oh, God, what was that
I'm
upstairs?
So sorry.
Is that a time machine
I'm so
activating?
Sorry if you heard that time machine activating upstairs.
Oh, my God.
We don't have a sound.
Oh, boy.
Tourism in time. Okay, I'm looking for like alleged time travelers.
Claims of time travel.
Where?
8.2.
Claims of time travel. Oh!
Hey, we did it!
We did it!
John Titor.
Wow.
Hey, we made it. 12 steps. 12-step program to get to John Titor.
Did the last, what did we do, 6 steps in the last 5 minutes?
You did a pretty good. You did a pretty good job. I would high-five you, but it would be really bad on the podcast.
Yeah, I was.
And now here to celebrate our accomplishment. Accomplishment?
Our accomplishment today.
Yes, accomplishment today. Here to celebrate with us is, surprise, surprise, John Titor himself.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello, Caitlin and Matthew.
You sound very different from the other future person who was here earlier, I have to say.
Well, that is because I came from a different timeline.
Oh, a different time stream.
Yes.
Entirely. Got it.
Your clone cousin comes from a timeline that is 3-4% different from my own.
Yeah. Hence, people's accents are 3-4% different.
I had my windpipe crushed when I was young. This is why I sound this way.
Bummer. In the time machine?
No, my time machine is a van, by the way. Yeah, that is part of my story.
I've seen the diagrams. This looks pretty good.
That is part of the story that people find hard to believe. It's because why would you build a time machine into a van, they say. And I say, because why not?
You've seen the hit film Back to the Future, I'm assuming. The car time machine worked out fine for them. So, yeah. Proof of concept right there.
Here is the problem with Back to the Future.
Okay.
That my time van does not run into.
Mm-hmm.
The DeLorean time machine must be traveling at 88 miles per hour in order to reach critical velocity such that they can open the rift in time.
That's true, as we all know.
That the car must drive through.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. But Dr. Emmett Brown did not install any machinery into the DeLorean time machine such that it is guaranteed to reappear in the same place on the planet Earth, given the time differential. You see, the Earth is always moving. And so, if you were just to drive your car through a time rift and yet remain physically constant, in fact, you may even reappear in space.
Yeah,
not at all.
This is getting a little advanced for me.
At all in the same location. That is why my time van has spatial dampeners to ensure that I remain in the same relative position between my entry and exit.
I just want you to answer a question for me.
Shoot.
Can jet fuel melt steel beams?
Not in your timeline.
Oh, God.
That was great, John. It was nice to, yes, it was nice to meet you, too. Yeah, I mean, would you like to shake my hand? Well, I insist. Okay. You have a very strong grip. I have an incredibly strong grip.
Kind of clammy, though.
Yes.
Strong and clammy.
All people from my time stream are 1 to 2% clammier than people in your time stream. Goodbye.
Just a little moister. His time machine's a lot louder than the...
He just fucking...
The clone one.
Tore a fucking huge crater in the floor, because it transported that along with him, too.
Yeah, I think the Back to the Future time machine works actually better than his.
It at least doesn't create as much of a mess.
Holes.
You know, the two flaming trails now seem a lot...
Not
as big of a deal anymore.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm going to have to get that fixed. I rent this place, okay? God, it'd be one thing if I owned...
You got renter's insurance, right?
I wish right now. Okay. I'm Matt Olson. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew Olson. And hey, you can find this show. This show doesn't have a Twitter.
That's
but you
true.
Can find it on Facebook. Facebook.com/CYGTT. Caitlin, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at BestKabest. That's best. BestKabest.
You got anything else you want to plug? Hey,
those
things that you've been writing going up soon?
The guy's on vacation right now.
Okay,
I'll
so we won't
an
mention
announcement
it. Okay, all right.
When they go up.
All right.
But I do have a snack review blog that I write.
Oh, yeah, plug your snack review blog.
It's called, let's see, it's foodblogsaredumb.wordpress.com. I named it that before I really know what I wanted.
And now it's about food.
It's about snacks, specifically.
Okay. Anyway, that'll do it. Hey, we got there. We were visited by some time travelers. Say overall, this was a success, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Now, I'm just going to spend the next couple hours, you know, taking a trip down memory lane. I got some. Got a stack of old favorite children's books here.
Yeah.
And just let me see this. What?
Oh.
Uh oh.
You don't remember being like that?
I don't remember Berenstain being spelled this way.
What do you remember it being spelled like?
I remember it was spelled with an E, not an A. What happened?
I remember.
Did this happen during the course of the podcast?
I remember it was spelled with two E's.
God damn it. We'll see you next week.